The first thing he learns is action skill 3B, which I've called occluding. This is the act of adding more tension to the raspberries. So essentially what the child is doing is he's producing raspberries at all these points of articulation, and in doing so, he's tensing them up further. And in tensing them up further, he learns to completely occlude the sound. In other words, stop the sound. So for example, while producing a bilabial raspberry, he will learn to press his lips together to stop the sound and then to release it again. And what you hear during this period is the children do things like this. They let it go and they stop it, and they let it go and they stop it, and they let it go and they stop it. And in the stopping, they're learning actually to occlude, which is the fundamental skill of producing the stop consonants. So in order to learn to occlude, children need to first produce raspberries at all the points of articulation, and then to learn to generate enough tension in order to stop it. This is a skill that is difficult for children with really low tone, and it's a good skill for them to practice in order to increase tone in the oral mechanism. In terms of therapy tools, we're going to continue everything that we've already done in terms of airflow and voice toys. We're going to continue our raspberry techniques, and we're going to teach them to increase oral tension. This is basically learning to squeeze with the mouth. And so it does help to learn to squeeze with the hands at the same time. And what you'll find is many of our kids who are unable to squeeze with the hands will also be unable to squeeze with the mouth. And again, this is a nice place to co-treat with occupational and physical therapy. We want the jaw to be high, so we're going to continue our jaw stabilization techniques. And we're going to use objects to teach them a mechanical occlusion before they're actually ready to do so. We talked about using the raspberry blower to learn to produce the raspberries. Now we're talking about using an object to actually stop airflow as it's moving through a raspberry. And babies, you do this by using their hands or using their feet or pressing their face into a pillow or a stuffed animal. Or when you hold an infant at your shoulder, they'll oftentimes produce raspberries against your shoulder and then press their face into your shoulder to stop the raspberry. So in other words, they're learning the concept and they're learning the process of stopping airflow by using some other object outside of themselves. In therapy, I like to use the child's own hand. I like to use a stuffed animal. I like to use a rubber ball, a soft rubber ball, and so forth. And just make sure you're following sanitary procedures throughout. Okay, a child learns to produce voice. He learns to prolong that voice. He learns to differentially control it out his mouth and out his nose. He learns to posture his mouth in basic ways to produce certain sounds. That prepares him. Then he learns to take those sounds and project them further, to get high and low pitch, to intone, to pulse, and to laugh. Now he sounds like he's producing speech. Now, through the third stage, he's honing in on those sounds that are coming out his mouth. He's learning to vibrate sound. He's learning to stop sound. And once he learns to stop sound, now he can learn to release sound, and that's action skill 3C.